So these women are like, hey, if you're 35, then you should just have a baby on your own and, you know, just do that. Live that. Go that route because, yeah, you know, these leftovers. Man, and I thought, well, the leftover woman, it must be some rude man that's talking about women or something. No, it wasn't. It's women.
How old do you have to be then as a woman to be considered a leftover?
I think around 30. Like
around 30 years old is considered a leftover woman.
That's rude.
What if she was, you know, working hard, getting her education, securing her bag?
Yeah.
You know, I have seen, you know, remember that we had that one comedian when she was like, hey, you know, I went to, did what they told me to do, go to college, get a career, do all these things, and then the men are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, and I do all that, and now I'm in my 30s and the men are not here.
Mm. Well, you know, for her, I don't think the men are in their 20s either.
No.
I just don't think people, I mean, who's getting married anymore? Who's being in these, like, who's even having kids?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's just time, like, times are different. You got to start focusing on other stuff.
Yeah.
I tell my kid all the time, I'm just like, just focus on you and trying to get a good job and making your own money and then having, you know, a fun social life that you want to have. Because, like, I think the days of, like, needing a husband or a wife are just, I don't know, like, people seem to be so dumb that they can't interact with one another because they get on each other's nerves so fast.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they don't know how to, people don't know how to have a relationship.
Well, yeah. And they don't know how to get through the tough times.
They don't know how to have an argument.
Nope.
Or be fair in an argument.
And or I don't, everything annoys them.
And I don't think people know how to talk to each other.
Right.
Right? So they don't know how to communicate, meaning without, I guess, being argumentative.
Mm-hmm. They also see too much TikTok and Instagram relationships, and they think it gets in your head that those are real, and they're not. Like, those relationships are not real.
When I saw a woman, she said that she now lives off the grid.
Uh-huh.
Right? So she was, when she was, you know, having failed relationship after failed relationship, she was on social media. She felt the pressures of social media. She would look at everybody else's relationship, and then she quit social media. She met a guy, and now she's happier than ever. Neither one of them
good
are on social. Neither one of them are on social media. They only worry about each other.
Yep.
And that's it.
I do. I mean, I definitely admire all the people that are not on social media and don't pay attention to it.
You know, that's the new status symbol.
Absolutely, and it's so cool. It's so badass.
The new status symbol is to not be on social media.
Right.
Yeah.
You
look like a loser when you're on social media.
Like, what? Yeah. Anytime someone's like, I'm not on, I look at them like, whoa, what's up?
Yeah, yeah, but I know, really, because you're a weirdo.
Really?
Weirdo.
Yeah.
I can't see that. Because you're on it so much.
Yeah.
I guess? Because I feel like I'm not getting, like, because everyone's cut the cord, no one's watching the news.
Okay. Why
so
don't
how are
you
going to keep updated?
Nard.
They're living their own lives.
They're living their lives. And
that's
so,
a boring-ass life.
No, it's not.
That's
you're just
be.
Upset.
No, nobody
you're
that
upset
entertaining
right
that they can keep themselves entertained.
Yeah, you
they
can.
You're overstimulated, Nard.
Really?
Yes.
Look at you.
I mean, you are just, yeah. Look you're at the
video.
Look at the makeup you're wearing in videos now.
I'm not wearing,
you're trying to be like, you know, this superstar.
Yeah,
I mean, you're now wearing women's makeup. Okay.
Yes.
Well, Kiss wears makeup too.
Yeah, Kiss the band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good comparison.
What?
You big dumbass?
What do you mean, big dumbass? I'm not even wearing makeup.
I'll post this.
It's a filter.
No, hold on.
It's not my video. Someone's taken my video and turned it their own.
No.
What do you mean, no? I got the original video. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, before you put your makeup
wild
on.
You guys are being wild.
I'm posting it right now. Nard is wild for this.
Oh, my gosh. You're posting a bit like I'm singing a song that's not even a part of the song that's playing.
What?
Yeah, because you don't do lip syncing.
All I
well.
Was trying to say is, Nard, the new social status is to not be online.
That's it. I like how Nard's fighting that, though.
No, he's
I know,
so upset.
Because, he's like, how are you entertained? But what Nard doesn't realize is that his brain's just been rotted from this, and he thinks that he needs to be entertained 24/7.
Yes.
And, like, that's not life.
Oh, man.
When you get entertained that much,
okay,
you find nothing entertaining because you're all you do is look for it all day.
Right.
You're overstimulated.
Okay, I get maybe not have all the platforms, but at least have one. You know what I mean? So you're not like...
Why have any?